It's the Kenny Hodge Podcast. I do not own the right to any of this music, but I'm feeling you right now, Stevie. Talk to him. Good day, podcast audience, and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Podcast. I guess this would be my tribute to what some want to minimize by calling it Black History Month. Every yesterday of my life is Black history to me. So we understand from the beginning, I am not allowing myself to confine my rich history and culture to 28 days. But let's talk about what's happening in the month of February. I got to tell you, I just love the way Brother Stevie put that together. We pledge allegiance all our lives to the magic colors, red, blue, and white. And if we defend it, then we have a right to it. Hey, listen, I'm sorry. I'm going to let Stevie play in the background while I talk to you. But this is a different type podcast, and this podcast may not appeal to all, but if you can understand this message I'm giving you today, you're going to be a better employee. Now, as an EEO representative, I am constantly in EEO redress, EEO cases, and I want to take a moment and I want to say to my postal employees, to my brothers, my sisters, listen. As I started to say, I represent post employees in the EEO process, and I want to take a moment and step outside of my representative role and just speak to a certain faction of postal employees a little differently. Listen, folks, one of the most important things you have to do to stay employed with the United States Postal Service is you got to come to work. I don't know any other way to put that. You have to come to work. Now, a lot of cases I'm representing is about attendance.
Discrimination.
That is almost impossible to defend, with the exception in Columbus, Ohio, that the weed of disparity in treatment is so tightly or finely interwoven into a lot of the managerial decisions that they're desire to punish often leads to discrimination and harassment. One person asked me, well, why do you think it is that postal employees don't come to work? Well, let me tell you something. We're dealing with a different generation of workforce. We're dealing with that Generation X millennial generational workforce, and their concept of work life is a little different from your baby boomers. And I want to say to the employees, and I keep saying employees, I mean my fellow craft members, I do understand that when you started your employment with the Postal Service, they allowed you to develop a pathetic work habit. Now that they have catered you or ushered you into that poor work attendance behavior, now they want to slam the door and tell you you should know better. Well, I disagree. I believe that if they wanted you to do better or know better, that in your probation or at some point in your postal career, they would have pulled you to the side and addressed that issue with you. But they failed to do so. Now you're left with a delinquent work pattern behavior created by postal management, and now postal management is attempting to take your job. I can't believe it. I can't believe that if you take your phone out on the work floor, that the post office in Columbus, Ohio will and has sent people home. I can't believe that it's okay to drive the wrong way on a one-way traffic pattern, and that's okay. I can't believe that. But if you take that phone out on the work floor, home, you will be sent. Listen to me very, very closely. Columbus, Ohio, in Ohio Valley District, postal employees, the new senior MDO we have is kind of adamant on that cell phone policy. So I'm going to say to you, again, will you really, really, really need to condition your work behavior? Because they're sending everybody home. I think it's crazy. I do understand they're trying to enforce a rule that, I don't know, this month is hot, next month it's not. I do understand that. And I do understand they always hide behind, well, it's a rule, you should already know it or should already be in compliance. But listen to me, employees of the Postal Service, at all costs, really, really, really try to get yourself used to not taking that phone out on the work floor. And again, as with everything else Columbus and the rest of the Postal Service does, you're going to have one or two supervisors that's going to be tenacious about those phones. Then you're going to have four or five. Wait a minute. That's way too many supervisors. Let's, for Columbus, Ohio at least, let's say that you're going to have one or two supervisors that's going to be adamant about making sure you're in compliance. Then you're going to have one or two managers, maybe another supervisor, who's not going to care as much. Therein lies the dichotomy. But listen to me very carefully. If they're trying to establish that, again, begin to condition yourself not to take that phone out on the work floor, because it is apparent they want to make lessons or examples so that others will understand that this time, or at least this particular part of the month, Columbus management is very serious about no cell phones on the work floor. Another issue that is in Columbus, Ohio right now, and yes, I guess I'm kind of making it an issue, and that is the use of forklifts, extended walkie riders to load pallets or containers of mail into hoppers that are going to be dumped on the bundle sorter the SPSS and the apps. And my reason for asking the question is everyone says, and I say everyone says because as of yet I've not been able to find this OSHA regulation that a lot of people talk about. And the everyone says, I'm sorry, that that there is an OSHA regulation that prohibits the use of a forklift to load a hopper. But I noticed in Columbus, they enforced that, but it is okay to load a hopper with a extended walkie rider, and the forks are twice at least the length of a forklift. I'm just understanding, how is that possible, or is that really a rule? Now, I do understand that when you go into that hopper with the forklift or the extended fork, you now have the capability more readily or easily to bang into that hopper and eventually move it around a little bit. But I just was trying to find clarification. And I put this question out again. So if you hear the podcast and you have a regulation on that, or if you have that mysterious OSHA regulation, I would be very interested in you sending that to my email. Because, again, I would just like to know. I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm saying there's a huge discrepancy between a forklift and a extended walkie rider. The forklift is prohibited, but the long walkie rider is not. I would just like to know the correct, safe way of loading that piece of equipment. That's all. It's just a question of my concern, and I'm sure when we find the answer out to this question, it may increase mail handler complement, because you got to understand, Columbus, Ohio, right now, they just have those robots in first, maybe second gear. At some point, they're going to kick in, and you're going to begin to see more driving bids leave. Yeah, I know what was put out originally. But if you think about it, as the post office makes those robots more advantageous to their workflow, that means some of those drivers are no longer going to be needed in that capacity. But if we reevaluate what they're doing with that long walkie rider, and now there's a need for additional drivers there, as the post office shifts to eliminate drivers in that area, because we are now in compliance with OSHA, they have to move those drivers to another area. Does that make sense? In other words, we move drivers from the apps that dispatch mail to drivers to the apps that's going to load mail. Now, again, it's just something to look at. And for members who I speak to, it's something you might want to look at. And if it sounds interesting to you, then we can talk about it. Have a good day. Kenny Hodge, Postal Podcast. And listen, I'm trying a lot of new formats on my show. A good feedback would really help me to grow this podcast. I'm going to always try to put out good postal information, information that might be a little different from the mainstream information you're receiving. Have a great day. I'll talk to you the next time.